This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Interesting question asked by Pro Football Focus regarding a Lion. We'll get to that today at 11:30, and we will get to some football. It felt like Scott Harris stole the headlines of the day with his interview with the morning show, and it was a lot of interesting back and forth. The guys pressed him on a number of issues. You heard his first answer as to, will they make a bigger financial commitment to build around their Cy Young caliber pitcher? And he basically said that's an off-season question. And I think the reason he answered that is because he doesn't want to start talking about adding veterans when they're trying to develop young players at every spot, because he doesn't want to undermine those guys' confidence in saying, I'm gonna lose, because he can do it. I don't say there's any reason why the front office can't be talking about the off-season. While the baseball operations people, like the coaches and the hitting coach and a fielding coach and the Fetters and the Hinches are working on developing the young players. But so, follow up question, can you give the fans a timeline? When do you expect to get back into contention? Here's what Scott Harris said. So in the middle of that answer, he says, we're going to spend heavily around that core. The issue is, do they have, when does that time come? Like, how many players in this core have to hit?
How many players are part of the core?
Yeah, is, you got, we're assuming Cole Keith.
Assume Riley Green.
Riley Green. We're assuming Tarek Skubal. it's too early to assume on Dingler or Justin Henry Molloy or Wenzel Perez.
But I would assume Jackson Job.
Jackson Job is probably one. But how many of these guys, when does it get the green light to spend around the core?
Well, and then it becomes how many guys have a chance to get into that core. And I think there's a lot of players that have a chance to get into that core, whether it's Chase Young, Parker Meadows, Kerry Carpenter, even Spencer Torkelson, I think still has a chance to be part of that core. But, I mean, obviously he's got a lot of work to do, and that's a whole separate thing. But I think there's a number of players that could be part of that core. But to your point, and that's a question I had in my mind right when he was answering the question is, so how many players would constitute that core? Mm-hmm. And that core is only there when you feel like they're already playing at a high level. So what we're seeing is just scratching the surface right now with Wenzel Perez. Don't know if he's part of it or not, or Justin Henry Molloy. But I feel pretty confident Colt Keith is, and that Riley Green is, and Tarek Skubal is. But the other guys, they still have work to do. So it's not going to be this offseason that they do it.
Is he waiting until they're the Orioles, where they've got a young player at every position, or is he waiting till they have five established young stars, Scooble, Green, Colt Keith, Jackson Job, Dylan Dingler.
Well, it sounds like
some combination. Like, I just threw those five names
out. I understand. But when he says to build around the core, it sounds like you're not waiting for a player at every position. You're waiting for a specific number.
I know.
To feel good. And he's not offering up what the number is. And
he probably doesn't. It probably is. We're probably oversimplifying it.
Well, the timeline, I mean, I understand what he's saying with the time. He can't give a timeline because he doesn't know when these guys are going to be great. You know, did they fully expect that Colt Keith was going to have this constant upward climb through his career from, you know, from the first days of the last days of March when they started the season to where he is now and continue to, you know, project even better and better? Did they expect that in the first season? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, everybody's going to go a different ways. It's like, look at the Lions. You know, Melon Fonwu took a while before things clicked, right? Mm-hmm. Jameson Williams has taken a while before things are clicked. We don't know if it's clicked yet with Melon Fonwu either, but we have pretty good hope that this is the year that things are going to break through for them. And other guys hit it right away, like Amon-Ra St. Brown for the football analogy. And you know, Riley Green kind of hit it right away as a player with the Tigers. So people are going to develop at different speeds, but they need guys to develop really quickly here because patience is going to wear out.
All right. More from Scott Harris this morning. Can you develop that core? Can you be developing that core and adding free agents? Here's what he said. So here's the interesting part. We talked at the beginning how what Scott Harris is selling and what the Tigers are selling, to buy in, you have to have patience and faith. And the patience is that tank is almost emptied because it's not all on Scott Harris. It's Avila prior to that. But it's been a long time since this team's been competitive. So the patience, I don't want to say the Detroiters are impatient because I think we've been very patient, but that you can't be patient forever. And then there's the faith. The faith part of this is that line, we have a high-impact young player at every single position coming. So I'm assuming they're thinking that Theron Lorenzo and Dylan Dingler are going to be the catching combination. Is the first baseman Torque or is it Colt Keith? Is the second baseman Jace Young? Is the shortstop Kevin McGonigal? Is the third baseman, is that where Jace Young fits into the mix? In the outfield, it's Max Clark. They've already got Riley Green. What other outfielder should we be excited about? I don't know. Maybe so that maybe is the way we should look at it, is down the road they're going to sign an outfielder. Do they have enough pitching to be excited about? Outside of Jackson Job, Ty Mann's had a brutal season in Toledo. Wilmer Flores has lost steam. Sawyer Gibson Long has been hurt. A lot of the... So I don't see it with the pitching. I don't see it necessarily with all of their infielders. But he said he thinks they have a high impact young player at every single position. And all prospects don't pan out. So, you know, are we waiting for them to spend till the Max Clark class arrives, which is Clark and McGonigal, the shortstop?
I think that maybe that's a strong possibility. I mean, I have higher hopes for the outfield than you do because I would include a couple other names there. But
who would you include?
I think Perez is really interesting how he's played. Meadows fair. Has to, you know, show that he's when he's healthy, he can get back to what he was doing at Toledo and what he did with the Tigers for a short period of time before he got hurt again. And, you know, of course, I'm a big Kerry Carpenter fan who can end up being the full-time DH or a, you know, split time in the outfield and DH. The problem with all of the Tigers in the outfield, and Riley Green leads the group of them, is can they stay healthy? Because they have to manage Riley Green. You know, even Scott Harris said it there. You know, we have to keep the DH spot open because, you know, you don't want Riley Green or Colt Keith on the ground for all those games. You know, how many games are we expecting Riley Green to play in the future? Because this is another year where he's missed a ton of time. And is he going to be a guy that's going to be able to even play 145 games a year? Or is he a guy that's going to play at a really high level for 120 games and miss 40 because he's hurt?
All right. It was written in the Free Press that he had to settle on trade deadline day. They asked him about that. His response was interesting. You'll hear it at 10:50 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com